Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Off and running another hour here of Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. I want to thank you so much for hanging with us here as we get ready for a big night on the hardwood. 55 college basketball games getting ready to tip off here. We've already had one NBA. We've got four other games coming up. We got 11 NHL games that we're going to break down for you coming up this hour. And of course, we all woke up this morning with the big news that in not seven vacancies in the NFL when it comes to head coaching jobs, it is now eight, as we learned the greatest, the GOAT here, Bill Belichick, ending a 24-year run with the New England Patriots. Press, they were all over it here for the last month of the season. Belichick and Kraft have decided to part ways. My goodness, it'll never be the same again. But our pro football insider, Adam Kaplan, joined Scotty Farrell on Coast to Coast today. Here's what he had to say about it.
What happens with McCarthy if they shockingly lose to his former team, the Packers, in Big D this weekend? That would be the team. That's the supreme, you know, if you look at the team that people are talking about, because Jerry Jones, he wants another ring. Okay, it's been, you know, since obviously the mid-90s. Belichick is well into his 70s. So is Jerry. Both men know each other. Now, that's a popular one. Atlanta, now, we have to remember a guy that you and I know very well, Thomas Dimitroff, did a great job. He's a Belichick disciple. They made the Super Bowl with TD being the general manager. Sure, it didn't end well for those guys, but they know the New England way there in Atlanta, so I keep an eye on that. Washington, as I told you weeks ago, Josh Harris will swing big. He's a guy who will spend money. He spent a lot of money, $6.05 billion with his ownership group. And you saw what he's done here. He hired Doc Rivers as soon as the Clippers cut him loose. But he spent money to do that. He's always been willing to spend money. He brought in Nick Nurse in Philly for the Sixers. So that's another team to keep an eye on. But the bottom line is, Bill's not done coaching. For people who thought this is it for him, no, it's not. He's got to get the quarterback right wherever he goes. And that's the other thing is, will he go somewhere where they don't know who the quarterback is going to be? That's the interesting thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of questions will remain here, obviously, but eight jobs opening. This is there aren't a lot of these jobs usually available, but it would seem that maybe, just maybe, this is the changing of the guard in the NFL. Didn't think we'd see this many openings at the same time, but I also don't think that it's a coincidence that 72-year-old Pete Carroll stepping down, but staying on an advisory role, by the way, for Seattle. We learned that yesterday. Vrabel remains the head scratcher. The idea that McDaniels couldn't last 2 years with the Davis family for the Raiders is also laughable. But who knew? I mean, the first job that he failed at when he got the head coaching job at Denver also seemed to be pretty quick. And you thought, all right, maybe a couple of more years under his belt with Belichick, that things would be different the second time around. No, they weren't. I pretty much alienated the entire locker room in 2 years. But here's the good news. Wherever, and I'll call it right now, wherever Belichick lands, and Dallas is an interesting, as you heard, there's an interesting destination. But is McDaniels not coming back as his offensive coordinator, no matter who it is, no matter where it is? Of course he is. You know, Belichick is going to surround himself with guys that he knows and that he trusts. And no matter what you think about Josh McDaniels as a head coach, as an offensive coordinator, yeah, he's got Brady's backing. He's got everyone else's. So not everyone is meant to be a head coach. Belichick knows this. And if Belichick can get into a situation where he really, and I don't even think he needs, you know, he doesn't need the next Hall of Fame head coach. He just needs a situation where they're either a player or two or a culture change away from being extremely competitive and an opportunity to win. And now that Belichick, by the way, and Atlanta is fascinating simply because they are a top 10 pick, I believe the ninth pick. They got a ton of capital there, a lot of young players. And more importantly, the one thing that we know Belichick is going to want is a defense and one that he can coach up. And quite honestly, Atlanta's defense was the best part of that team this year. No thanks to Arthur Smith. That defense has got a lot of great pieces in it. A.J. Terrell in the back, stud, shutdown corner. They got great linebackers. Belichick is only going to make them better if Atlanta is the destination. And then, of course, it's a matter of figuring out who that quarterback is going to be for them. But either way, I'm fairly certain Arthur Blank would do anything to be able to get him in there, and who wouldn't? I don't think he's going to Tennessee to start over. I don't think he's going in to take the job Mike Vrabel just got fired from. And quite honestly, I don't think Vrabel is taking the job in New England. I know Patriot fans would love that idea. I would love nothing more. Oh, Vrabel, come home. Yeah, that's all great. Yeah, it's the same problem with Alabama. It's the same reason why Dabo and the nobody's going there. Nobody wants to follow the GOAT. Nobody wants to follow Saban and live in their shadow. And no, and Vrabel's not going to want to go to New England and live in the shadow of Belichick. I think the smartest report that I have seen about what happens to New England from this point on is that Jared Mayo is one of the young upcoming potential head coaching candidates in the NFL. He's been under Belichick since 2019. He played for Belichick as a linebacker. Apparently, they think the world of this guy, and it would not shock me at all if that is the route that they go. Again, they got a lot of issues on that team, a ton of issues. You got to get yourself somebody now to oversee what's going on there. If it's a young guy who really is unproven, sitting in the shadow of Bill Belichick, a former player, I think this checks a lot of boxes for New England, then so be it, because I do think it's going to take a little while to hit the reset button in New England. But the idea that a guy like Vrabel, like, he's not going there to be in Belichick's shadow. It's just he's not going to do it. So I do think New England is on the right track from the reports I'm hearing with Jared Mayo, one of the young guys in the coaching staff there. It's obvious that Belichick and Kraft aren't leaving on terrible terms. So I'm sure Belichick and Kraft have figured out, you know, maybe a direction and given the scattering report on what he thinks should be next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Kraft, certainly after 24 years, respects what Belichick thinks here. So I'm just glad it didn't end up all drama-ridden. I'm glad that they were able to come on the same page and do what was best for both of them. But the first domino to fall will be who hires Belichick first. Lot, and I mean a lot more to get to here, and we'll learn, I think, over the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, we've got NHL puck dropping there. We'll talk some hockey with George Gertz coming up next here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Plenty going on right now as the basketball, both in college and the NBA, off and running here with the 7 o'clock games. We also have a bunch of hockey, NHL going on. We only had a three-game slate last night, but we got much more than that here tonight. I believe 12 games altogether here. Going on. So we've got much to cover there with nobody better than George Kurtz to talk some NHL with us here, Kurtz. And some of these games that just dropped, you'd mentioned it, the Islanders, I think, are the first ones up on the board here as your beloved Islanders struck first here in their matchup. So tell me about that game. Were you leaning one way or the other before the puck dropped there?
Certainly leading towards Toronto. I mean, Toronto's been playing like one of the better teams in the NHL. Martin Jones has done a fantastic job. I mean, you think about it. Samsonov was their starting goaltender. They ship him down to the Marlies, right, because he can't figure anything out. He's back now. Joseph Woll, okay, he's going to even start it. Nope, he's hurt. Out to probably the around the end of the All-Star break, they think he might return there. And Martin Jones, who's been a veteran backup going team to team to team, he comes on. He's throwing shutout at the shutout, it seems like. So he, at the very least, has stabilized the goaltending situation for Toronto. But what's been more impressive to me, Joe, is they seem to have changed their system a little bit. They're actually playing defense. They're actually playing defense, which you rarely see from Toronto. That being said, Auston Matthews took an early penalty. Kyle Palmieri scores for the Islanders on the power play. 1-0 Islanders early in the first period.
So let's talk to us about another team here that doesn't seem to want to stop scoring, and that is, and we knew they have been pretty potent offensively, to Vancouver Canucks here. They're taking on the Penguins here tonight, who have not necessarily had a great stretch of scoring. But the Canucks, I mean, we're talking about, what, 24 goals in their last five games? I'm shocked that they haven't scored yet with about 3 or 4 minutes into this game against Pittsburgh here. It's so hard. I don't know what to do with Pittsburgh here. They are at home ice here. Which way are you leaning, one way or the other?
Yeah, I was on the Canucks in this game. You give me plus money on Vancouver? I think it's plus 105 offhand, if I remember correctly. I'm taking the Canucks. All right, no choice there. They just went through the, they beat the Devils, Rangers, and Islanders.
Yeah.
You know, in that order. That's not easy to do. Whatever, no matter what you think about those three teams, to defeat all three on the road in the metro area is impressive. They've been probably the biggest, I don't want to say surprise team, but I guess happy surprise. We're always happy surprise this season. So much talent on this team. We know they can score goals. Defense is always going to be an issue. They're playing good defense. Demko might be your leading candidate for the Vezina Trophy right now. They're playing fantastic. Wow. I'm on Vancouver in this contest.
Yeah, kind of hard not to here at plus money there. Also, kind of hard not to back my Panthers here tonight at home, taking on the Kings. They're about 3-4 minutes in there. No score yet. You and I were laughing. We're going, what happened to the Kings' offense? They can't score anymore here. The Panthers have no problem doing that here. So what gave in this one? How were you looking at it?
I mean, I think the Panthers might be the best team in the East right now. That could obviously change over the next couple of months, but Bobrovsky is really the difference maker from in my mind. We all know they can play. They have a good offense for Hagee, Kachuk. You go on and on and on down the team there, Barkov. The defense has always been solid, Ekblad, Montour. But Bobrovsky was always the big question mark, right? Was he going to fall apart in net? Well, this season, he's been a rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, a complete rock, which in my mind has transformed this team. I remember, we all know they went to a Stanley Cup last year, but we sort of forget. They only got in because Pittsburgh choked the last week of the season by losing to Columbus at home, right? It's the only reason they got there. Yep. This year, they're showing everybody, no, we're one of the best teams here. Love Florida. LA's going the opposite direction, right? I mean, for a while there, they were great on the road. Right? They never lost on the road, but they were iffy at home. Now they're iffy everywhere. They lost to Tampa. They had a 2-0 lead against Tampa Bay with, 6 minutes left the other night and lost. That was a huge loss for them. Until they're able to get the right the ship here and they're not scoring goals here, I was on the Panthers tonight.
It's interesting, too. We've made fun of the Red Wings over the last couple of weeks because they were a mess in December, but a lot of injuries. They seem to have righted the ship a little bit here. And once again, I don't know how that was only 2-1 with the Oilers against the Blackhawks on Tuesday night is beyond me, but here we go. No score. Edmonton against Detroit. How much do you believe in this turnaround for Detroit here?
I mean, I believe to a degree. They're a work in progress. We know that, right? They're a work in progress. Their goaltending situation is still dicey, right? Lyon's your starter right now. Lyon, by the way, was the guy who almost took the starting job from Bobrovsky last year when he was at the Panthers there. So funny how it all comes around here. So I do like Lyon, but still, we're not talking, an all-world goaltender here. And goalie as me is so important in the NHL. Now, you mentioned it. I'm not complaining about the Edmonton 2-1 win. I didn't have the over. I did have them in a parlay. They won the game, fine. But to only beat a Chicago Blackhawks team 2-1, and Chicago doesn't have anybody left. Right? Corey Perry, gone. Dard, gone. Hull, gone. There's no one there. There's just no one there. So, yeah, maybe they took him lightly, whatever it might be. But that was a surprise here. You know, earlier today, Joe, the over on this was 7.5. It's like, and it was plus 138 offhand. All right, I wasn't going that direction. I think they pregame, it was back to normal, 6.5. But you were laying a lot of juice. It was either minus 158 or minus 168. So I left that alone here. I took the Oilers in the game. Oilers have been on a heater now for months. You know, it's funny. As well as they were playing, they're still only in a wild card spot. But I think they'll be in a top three in that division before long. I'm on the Oilers. One thing to keep in mind, though, Picard was in net tonight. He's the starter for Edmonton, not Skinner. So that gave me some pause as well.
Yeah, well, they waived Campbell finally. I don't know what the hell took them so long to do that, but maybe it's a new era in goaltending for Edmonton. It used to be that, what's the difference? The easiest gig in the NHL because the team's going to score 9 goals a game, right? Hell, all you can give up is 4, and you're still going to get the win. Yeah, not anymore, not this year with this team. Also, we seem to have an interesting game coming up with the Rangers, who they don't usually go back-to-back losses. They've been really, really good against that. But now, here they are, coming off back-to-back losses for just the second time this season. It feels like a bounce-back spot for the Rangers. A little pricey, but going against the Blues, what do you think?
I said, I have the Rangers in a parlay. So, yeah, I think the Rangers are going to win tonight. The Blues could be an up-and-down team. Some nights they play well, some nights not so well, right? We sort of don't know what you're going to get with the Blues here, which makes them a little scary to bet against. That being said, I know the Rangers are the better team. All right, it's on the road. You mentioned it. I don't think the Rangers are losing 3 in a row. I just don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I kind of like a couple of anytime goal scorers in this game as well here, as far as maybe Kreider, Zibanejad, Panarin, probably more of an assist guy for me tonight. But I think the Rangers are going to put up some goals tonight. This smells like a 5-2 win, 5-3 win for the Rangers. Rangers, though, I think they'll break their 2-game losing streak tonight.
Yeah, well, they better for sure. We got a couple of big games coming up in the after 8 o'clock here, including the Golden Knights and the Bruins. Can you back the Golden Knights? Is this a team that you can trust to score enough to get it done against Boston?
No. The Golden Knights and the Kings have the same problem. They can't score goals. They're playing well enough defensively. They're not going to give up a ton here, but they're not scoring goals. Plus, they played last night, right? So, no. I'm all on Boston tonight. I think Boston takes care of business, fresh legs and all that we all like here. I don't think it'll be an easy game, mind you. But, and listen, I'm not saying the Vegas Golden Knights aren't a good team. They're a very good team, but they're slumping right now. All teams go through this during a long NHL season, and the Knights are feeling it right now. Until they score a couple of goals. All right, they got shut out last night against Colorado, a team that had been – and Colorado had been giving up goals by the bunches. All right, this wasn't a very good defensive team before last night. Now, until they break that streak, I'll be on the opponent. Give me the Bruins tonight.
Yeah, we got to say, I mean, is Hill going tonight? I guess we won't know until warm-ups. I mean, who's going to be in net for him?
It's going through last that, night.
Yeah, well, shoot. That was impressive.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With Colorado there, but this is going to be a good one. Two teams with the best records in the National Hockey League, and it's a pick'em price at 10 o'clock here tonight. We'll have more with George Kurtz when Game Time Decisions returns here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Neri alongside George Kurtz here. We appreciate you hanging with us here as we've got, last time we spoke, there were very few goals in the NHL. And now, George, since just a couple of minutes, it seems every team is scoring in the NHL right now. We got 1-0 San Jose over Montreal. Looks like Vancouver has put in yet another goal there to make it 2-0. The Devils, we were just talking about Tampa not making the playoffs for the first time. It feels like forever. Down 1-0. And I even believe Buffalo and the Kings have scored a goal. So we're off and running here in the NHL. Let's talk some NFL here, Kurtz, as we get the wild card weekend, aptly named, I think, because crazy things happen here in wild card weekend. But there's inevitably going to be a dog or two here, Kurtz, you would think, that are going to pull the outright upsets. So the question is, which dog are you looking at in this wild card weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
All right, if I can only pick one dog, I think this is going to be a lot of barking this weekend. All right, I think the dogs are having a great shot here. But if I'm only going to pick one dog, I think, you're looking at, I think the Rams have a great shot Sunday night. I think it's a pretty even matchup there. I know LaPorta says he's going to try and play here. Maybe he plays, but he won't be the same. I think that's going to hurt there. I think that game's a track meet. Maybe whoever makes the least amount of mistakes. I think they're the same team. Really the same team. Both teams can run the ball. Both teams can throw the ball. And they have one good defensive player, right? It's Aaron Donald versus Aiden Hutchinson. right, whoever can get to the quarterback there. But I like the Rams in this game. And, you know, I would love the Bucs if Mayfield was completely healthy. But, you know, he's got the Rams. Yeah. He's got another injury as well here. But the Philadelphia Eagles are all banged up too, right? I mean, DeVonta Smith couldn't play last week. I know he practiced in full today. But Jalen Hurts has barely thrown a football because, what, his finger popped out? That doesn't sound good. A.J. Brown didn't practice today. You know, his knee is all bothersome here. I kind of like the Bucs on Monday night as well here. I don't think they get it done, but maybe they can cover here. My favorite dog, though, is the Rams. I think that's an even game. Not like Stafford's afraid of playing in Detroit here. I think that's an even game. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, so that's it's going to be interesting because, obviously, I think if Detroit wins that game, then they would head to, let's assume, your Cowboys win. And that's an interesting game, too, because it does seem to be a foregone conclusion that Dallas is just going to run wild over Green Bay. I'm not saying they won't win, but people have seen, right, Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys in the playoffs in big spots before, right? But assuming they were to win that game, Detroit and Goff would have, what, another indoor game. And he is without a doubt made for the indoors, Jared Goff. The record tells us that. But it's Stafford who I think would have a much better chance of being able to go on the road in the elements to win. So I think that's the most fascinating game of the weekend. But your Cowboys, Kurtz, are you laying the 7.5? Do they worry you at all here taking on the Green Bay Packers at home?
Well, of course the Cowboys worry me, all right? Mainly because of what you sort of hinted at there. All right, first you got McCarthy, and he does some weird things, right? He almost cost the Cowboys that game. And it's things you're like, what are you doing? You know, high school coaches know not to do what he did. So, yeah, you have to be worried about McCarthy. And the secondary thing is how Dak is going to play in big games. That being said, they've won 16 straight home games, all right? This is not, and that's, I know they played a lot of bad teams, but they haven't played all bad teams at home. All right, they have played some good teams during that stretch. They're a different team at home, you know, in that dome, on that turf. The Green Bay Packers are a beat-up team as well, right? Jones has got the MCL, right? And Dylan's probably not playing. Watson's beat up. Jair Alexander twisted his ankle today and may not be able to play. You know, and the Packers aren't a very good defensive team. The Cowboys are going to score 28-plus points. There's very little doubt in my mind. They're going to put points up on the board here. Can Green Bay stick with them? I think for a while, yes, but they'll make that mistake, which is what Dallas feeds off of. You know, when they make you one-dimensional, Deron Bland's going after those interceptions. Mike is coming at the quarterback, and that's where the mistakes happen. And I think we'll see that on Sunday. I'm not saying Green Bay can't get a backdoor cover because I'm not taking Dallas -7.5. I'm not taking Green Bay either. But I think Dallas wins the game here. I think the question is, can Green Bay score late to cover your points there? I kind of think maybe they do here, and maybe it's part of the Dallas bias in me that goes, you know what? They always play, you know, weird games. They don't destroy decent opponents. They destroy terrible opponents. But decent opponents, they let them stick around. Think about that Detroit Lion game, you know, the 20-19. That really shouldn't have been 20-19. CD Lamb fumbles at the 6-inch yard line. That cost them 7 points. And they made another mistake or two that cost them a touchdown there. Or else that game's not all that close either. So I think Green Bay can keep it somewhat close. But I don't feel great either way of taking the Packers or the Cowboys this game. But I do think the Cowboys win the contest.
Yeah, I think some of the higher spread games are there for a reason, right? I mean, I do think Buffalo wins, and I would not be shocked if Buffalo wins in, you know, what's going to be the single worst windy conditions that we've seen in a long time. But it wouldn't shock me if they win 17-3 and cover the spread. It wouldn't shock me if Dallas wins going away by 21 points. I think the higher priced ones are there for a reason. It's the Clevelands that worry me here as we're seeing more and more money come in on Houston with the rookie quarterback. I mean, that's still a number one defense, which worries me here a little bit if I'm looking to back Houston because I got a pretty good defensive coordinator there. Do I not in Cleveland? And I've got the best defensive player in the league on the other side chasing my rookie quarterback in Myles Garrett. So it's tough in this game here. Who do you have more faith with?
Well, I mean, one thing we have to realize about Myles Garrett is that he hasn't been the same player since he had the shoulder injury, right? Since he's been banged up, he hasn't been that, as big a disruptive force. Now, maybe it's better now, maybe it's not. We'll find out here. And also, Joe Flacco, you know, in games he has started, so he didn't play last week, he's thrown the most touchdown passes. He's also thrown the most interceptions, all right? He's playing like, let's have some fun. I'm throwing a ball. Someone's catching it. All right, he got away with that during the regular season. You're not getting away with that during the playoffs. All right, you're just not going to get away with that during the playoffs. I'm on the Texans as well here. I think they're going to pull off the upset here. I think just conspiring that way. I think it's a close game. I'll tell you one thing. If it ends up being a 50, if it goes over, then I like Cleveland. But I think it's going to be more of a lower scoring game, 20-17, 24-20, somewhere around there. It stays under the numbers. I'll be on the under as well here. And I'm going to go with the Texans to pull off the upset here.
Ooh, going with the Texans. Quarterbacks in their first playoff starts since 2002. 22-36-1 against the number. So if you like Houston, forget the points. Just bet them on the money line here. In the playoffs, back the money line. Don't worry. Don't try to worry about a point here, a point there. Outright wins is the way to go, especially early on here. And it's going to be interesting. We're seeing Waddle now practice. Mostert's practicing for Miami. So, yes, they probably won't be 100%, but having them available against Kansas City is pretty important here to Miami's chances. Still seeing 4, 4.5, but same thing applies, right? If I like Kansas City, I'm betting them on a money line, and that's it. I'm not even messing with the 4 points here. What are you thinking?
They're calling it for it to be minus 30 degrees with the wind chill. This is no longer football. All right, this is survival. Now, this is absolute survival here. I mean, come on. You live in South Florida. What's the temperature in South Florida right now? 80?
Yeah.
That's 110 degree difference. 110. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me Miami's not going to feel. Listen, it's not going to be good for the Chiefs either. And here at Mahomes today going, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to wear a glove. What do you mean you're not going to wear a glove? You know, your hand, it'd be like Terminator 2 where your hand just breaks into a million pieces here. So I don't think there's going to be much. I'm on the under. Most of us are, right? The public's on the – we're all on the under. I don't know how points are coming in this game. I think both teams are going to try and run the ball as much as they can here. It's a good luck. Like I said, it's a survival game. I think there'll be mistakes galore in this contest here. I'm on the Chiefs. That's it. I'll take the under in the Chiefs here. But like I said, this is survival here. I'll just take the Chiefs to survive more than the Dolphins will.
The speaking of survival, that Monday game with Tampa and Philadelphia, somebody's got to survive it. But we're laughing because we're saying, it's already back up to 3 now. It was 2.5. It's 3. I don't know how in good conscience anybody can look at either of these two teams and think that, this is the right. It's a coin flip game to me. I like the under in this one here, Kurtz, just simply because I have no idea what we're going to get from either. And quite honestly, who the hell's available to Hurts and that offense of the Eagles come Monday here? Is A.J. Brown playing? Devonta Smith? Like, who's available to them?
I think they'll all play. The question is how productive they'll be, right? Oh. They'll all play. Will they finish? How well can Hurts throw the football? I don't know what finger popped out, but if your finger popped out and you haven't practiced all week, because it's sore as hell, right? Sore as hell.
Right.
And is it going to heal in 2 days, 3 days? I don't know. Nobody knows. We'll find out on Monday here. But yeah, this is the broken game, right? Everybody's broken in this contest here. And the Eagles seem to have given up on their coaching staff, right? And that was just strange for a team that went to the bowl last year, was 10-1 at one point this year, and all of a sudden you give up on the coaching staff? What the hell happened in Philadelphia? I mean, seriously, what happened there to trigger this? I mean, I don't think we've ever seen it before where a team was that good and went boom so quickly the other way here. This is why I like the Buccaneers. I just think they're more with it right now. I don't love the team, but they're more with it right now than the Eagles.
When you went to Matt Patricia to run the defense 4 weeks ago, something not going well there in Philadelphia, Kurtz. Appreciate the time. Best of luck with the plays. Game Time Decision returns after this here on the...
Sports.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. As off and running tonight on the hardwood, college games underway, 55 of them. We got one NBA game just tipped off here. We got three more to go. We got plenty going on in the NHL on the ice here tonight. And of course, wild card weekend. And nobody better to take the reins here coming up top of the hour than Mr. Dave Sharapan in the house covering all of it here tonight, Dave. And I'm going to guess your focus might just be on the ice with the Penguins and Canucks here, I think. So yeah. What's going on, man? What are you looking at here tonight?
So over 6.5, that seemed like the easy play. Picking a side in this game was tough because I want the Penguins to win, and I got the Penguins gear, and I was going to wear it anyway. But Vancouver's the best team in the West. I mean, Vancouver's having one of the best seasons of any team. Continue to be dogs, went through the tri-state area there in New York and took care of the Devils, took care of the Islanders and the Rangers. Pretty good trip. They're going through Pittsburgh now. This would be that game where you go, okay, this would be the one that they lose, right? Two quick goals. They're up 2-0. Yeah. Penguins just scored. Still in the first period. Penguins trailing 2-1. I'd like them to tie it up and get this thing kind of really not comfortable. I hate to say definitely over 6.5 in the first period. But if we get four goals in the first period and don't get 6.5, Joe, that's a bad beat. That's a definition of a bad beat. I don't want that. So, listen, there's a lot of good hockey games tonight. Devils Lightning's an interesting game, 1-1.
Yeah.
Kraken playing as good as anybody. I like them tonight against the Capitals. Edmonton and Detroit, another good one on the board. Kings and Panthers. Kings lead 1-0. Need over in that game.
Yeah, that was quick.
So we need more goals there. And then, late night. I don't know if you saw there, Joe. It was the bottom game on the board there.
Oh, I saw it.
The Knights. Yeah, the Knights. You know who they're playing, right?
Oh, I know. It's a pick'em too.
Yep. I know. And it's a shame because, like, today, Belichick retired, right? You know, and Bostonian versus the book. Peralt, sad, melancholy day, talking about the Patriots and the glory years and all this other stuff. And there's nothing more than I want than the Knights to just smack them in the face, Joe. They can't score. No, they can't score.
Nine.
They can't score.
And yet they both have the best records in the NHL. So, you know, that just goes to show you how good they can be when they are going through this lull. But there's ebbs and flows to the season. I mean, the problem is they're going to come out of this And they're still going to be there as defending champs, and they're still going to be a giant pain in the you-know-what. Boston's right. still going to come here to Florida and lose anyway, Dave, so you've always got that. You don't worry about that. We'll handle that business again Thank when you. It's all said Thank and done. You. And by the Thank way, you. They've been all melancholy since Brady left. They've been talking about the good old days for how long now, true. These Patriot yes. fans? So stop yes. it already. It's not like you didn't know this Thank day was coming. The big question that I have is, where does Belichick go? Because he wants to coach. He has said he's coaching. I'm seeing odds already out here where it looks like Atlanta, of all places, is the favorite. I can see him wanting to go somewhere. And listen, Arthur Blank will throw money and power at him and say it's all yours. But where do you realistically see him going to coach here? That's because not all of these jobs fit him at all.
No. And we had a guy on who works for the Patriots. We had him on today. He said Atlanta is where he's going. It's just a matter really? Of it's just a matter of how long. That's the word in the building. Excuse me. That's the word within the organization, the people that were, you know. But I mean, that was a weird, awkward thing today. And yeah, it was a press conference, but it wasn't because I didn't take questions. And then the awkward, like Kraft, Belichick, like Kraft came in for like the big hug, Joe. Like he came in right. to like, you know, give me some, hold on. It's been great. And Bill was like, hey, nice. Thanks. Like,
settle down.
That's yeah. cool. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not done. You could tell. I don't know. The local buzz is what it would be. Patriots West, bring him to Vegas.
I
don't know. You know, he's got Antonio Pierce. He'll stay. Be the defensive coordinator. Bring in Belichick. You know, we get this thing
Bring
fixed,
in Josh McDaniels. He's going to bring in Josh McDaniels as his OC. He'll bring him in as his OC because it's always worked as an OC. Not much of a head coach, but always worked as an OC here.
I don't think they're going to let him back into town, Joe. I mean, it was like when you were here last time, well, and, you know, it was one of those nights and all that at the craps table. And
no,
all that stuff.
No, like, they'll let him in. They'll let him in Atlanta. I mean, if Belichick goes to Atlanta.
I meant Vegas.
Vegas, no. They won't bring him into Vegas, although that would be a fantastic story. That would be for days if that's the case here. That would be actually pretty funny. But I do think if he goes to Atlanta, I mean, what about the Saints? Are we convinced that Dennis Allen he's the end all be all? I mean, nobody has mentioned it, but I mean, my goodness. You know, Derek Carr with Belichick and that defense.
Oh boy.
I mean, they need something.
Considered them. They do.
They need something.
I hadn't even considered them.
That ain't working.
I think that one of the best places when you have the quarterback established would be the Chargers, right? Because Herbert's there. You go in, have the quarterback build around that.
But they got no salary cap either, though. They got no. Right. They got no room to do anything.
You go get free agents, so that might not work. I don't know. It's a good discussion, but between the Bruins playing tonight in Vegas and the Celtics playing tonight against Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The NBA card is light tonight, but I'm hoping that it's a Boston sweep, Joe. I hope the Bucks win and cover.
Oh.
I would love to see the Knights win. And then we could just move on from the whole thing. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I mean, he's going to be talking about it. Boston people they were in the chat today. They were talking nonstop. It's been in the feed nonstop. It's playoff.
I would say that nobody is taking that job, though. Who's taking the New England job? Nobody is taking Alabama's job, and nobody is taking New England. Nobody wants to live in the shadow of two of the greatest of all time. I want to live in Belichick's. Like, Vrabel's not going to New England.
Well, that's what they all want. They all want
that's
that
what
to happen.
They want. But goes there, he lives in Belichick's shadow. Like, he doesn't want to do that. Who the hell's going to take the Alabama job and live in Nick Saban's shadow?
Well, which one is harder? Like, if you think about this, right? Like, which one the expectations are already high in Alabama, brutal. And they're going to be high.
Yeah.
Or brutal. You have to live up to Belichick. Now, at least the last 3 years, you haven't made the playoffs. You've had losing records, and like
right.
this
Correct.
Season really went bad. But what's the harder job, Joe? Like, if you were had to take one, which one is the path of least
Alabama.
Resistance? I know the answer for
Alabama.
Me.
Alabama, by far.
I think that's
because you have to recruit.
One.
Yeah, absolutely. College is a different animal. It's just a totally different animal. But I think both would be best served going with the unknown. You know, they're talking about Jared Mayo, the assistant to Belichick, played right. for him, linebacker. That's the perfect kind of guy to take over for somebody that was there 24 years and has 20,000. You know, a former player, right. that's perfect right. for them with no expectations. But Dabo's going to leave Clemson to go there? Like, no, none of those guys. Nobody with a name is taking that job in Alabama. I think Alabama's screwed myself with all the changes. Because Sarkisian's not leaving Texas to go to Alabama. Why? Why would you do that?
I don't think he would either. I said the same thing. Alabama's a good job, and it is a top yes. job. But it's for someone else, best. Not from another Correct. Top five job.
Like, I agree. I agree 100%.
Kirby Smart was not leaving Georgia after what he just built. What are you talking about? Who else? You said Dabo, no. Sarkisian, no.
No.
Lanning already
Vrabel
said he
would be
in Oregon.
It would have to be a guy from the NFL maybe coming over that doesn't have any college, you know what I mean, clout. So, but Vrabel's already made it known too. Everyone that's around him and knows him's like, he's got no desire to go sit in a kid's living room and convince him to come and play football. That's no not chance. Vrabel. So, and he'd go to Ohio State if that was ever the case anyway. So I think the changing of the guard here, Pete Carroll gone, Belichick gone, Saban gone. You know, you go down this list here, it's a changing of the guard in the NFL. And I think in college, too, because all the rules have changed.
Right.
And I think it's going to be real interesting to see. And how much time can you waste? You got to go hire somebody now. You don't have any time. Yeah. You got to go recruit in college. And you got the draft coming up in a couple of months.
You have to settle everything, right? You have to.
Yes, absolutely.
Left, you know, like three people, top 50 commits, wide receiver, and I forget what else it was, decommitted. Well, that's tough. You know, they're not coming. Well, because they do, someone else might. Kids are going to bolt now. Like, wait a second. Yep. So we got to get somebody in here to say, I'm here. I'm going to be here. Let's stay here. Let's do, you know, Coach Saban right, and let's, you know, pick up where we left off. Let's get back to the
play.
They
better hurry up.
Yeah.
They better hurry up. I can see that phone ringing now being like, yeah, decommit. I'm out.
Right. Norvell from Florida State. Oh, is that a possibility?
That's another good one. That's a very good possibility, yes. Because already he's done nothing, but he's going to go down into history in Florida State as the guy that went undefeated and couldn't get a national championship invite. So he's already, and he's got no quarterback moving forward because that entire team left. So, yeah, I think Norvell is maybe a good. Can they take Cristobal? Because I'd love to give them Mario. It would be fantastic if, hey, Mario, you want go to Alabama. That'd be great because Lord knows you suck here in Miami. So that would be fantastic.
Speaking of
talk
Miami,
to me about
Joe.
These.
give me something.
Don't
me
tell
something.
Me that's your pick. There's nothing to pick. What is there to pick? They're going to freeze their ass off and they're going to be playing golf next week. And that's it. They're going to be fine. They're going to be good.
But it's cold for both teams. Is it?
Yes, it is.
The game's a dead under. Dead under. Yep. But when it's a dead under, isn't the dog live? I mean, this is one of those ones. What is it, 13 to 10? This is ugly. This is a hard
Moto Casino, America. like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Football game. I think it's a low score.
It is. But don't forget, the grounds are heated. This is not, you know, they built this stadium. They had it put in where there's not going to be any ice. The ground's going to be fine. Everything is heated there. Their footing's going to be fine. Yes, it's going to be cold, but it's not the wind they're going to get at Orchard Park on Sunday, which is...
What about that?
Your Steelers,
is your house
dude.
Rooting for the Bills?
Of course we're rooting for the Bills, but whoever scores first wins. We'll wrap it up. Coming up next here, Game Time Decisions. Terrible.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in as we look to close out this edition of Game Time Decisions here. Much more coming your way as in-game live primetime is just around the corner. And, of course, Scotty Wetzel, along with Dave Sherapin, they'll have all the action for you as we are underway in Milwaukee. And the Bucks, with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, out in front of the Celtics, 29-21. So that's a bit of good news here for those of you that backed Milwaukee in just a terrible spot for the Celtics here tonight. Fifth game in 7 nights. They had to fly to Milwaukee after playing an overtime game against Minnesota last night. And that number was -2 for the Bucks at close. So hopefully they'll be able to keep that going. And we've got plenty going on in college basketball as well. I think we're all waiting for the Illinois-Michigan State Big Ten battle. It's been a hell of a week for the top 5-6 teams in the country, rated or ranked rather, as most of them have all lost going on the road here. We know Nebraska beat Purdue the other night. We just watched Kansas lose to UCF. Houston also lost. So there is... Yeah, it's got to be very careful. And, of course, Illinois, the number 10 team in the country, at home, taking on the unranked Michigan State Spartans there with Tom Izzo. That's going to be interesting. FAU at the break, by the way, number 24 team, only up a point, 39-38 over Tulane at the break. And Michigan on top of Maryland on the road there, 33-21 in that one. So a lot of college basketball, much more in the NBA, full slate of games in the NHL, and you guys are in good hands as in-game live primetime is coming up next with Mr. Opposite Picks there, Scotty Wetzel, Taylor Mathis, Dave Sherapin. They'll take the reins. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Game Time Decisions. Good luck with your plays. We'll talk again soon.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.